Bob Boylan, welcome to 2018. This is going to be your year. I could feel it.
Ooh, ooh, goody.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Did you celebrate hard New Year's?
Oh, yeah.
Sound like a big party.
Yeah, it was a big party.
You can hardly talk.
I was in bed by 10. I'm proud of it. No, you have little kids. They just traffic in disease constantly, and I'm always getting sick. I just can't get a break.
You know how there are like these things now on the internet that you buy a little camera for your door so you can ward off like bad people.
Oh, you see if they're out there. And yeah.
I think there should be something in the doorway where you walk in and the kids get bombarded by light waves that kill germs.
Oh, like a mesh field of laser lights that they walk through, and it just
disinfects
them before they enter the house.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, it could be my year.
This could be your year. Yeah, some you need to find a way to make that happen.
Right.
You'd be a very rich man. But you know, here we are. This is our first new show in 2 months. Our first show of all new music, I should say, new music discoveries. And I think all of this stuff is all 2018 stuff for the most part.
I got good stuff.
I do too. I was thinking maybe I would kick it off with what I think is just this fantastic little earworm by the singer Anna Birch. Why don't I just hit it and we can talk more about it when we come back. The song is called Too Cool to Care.
You gonna make it?
I'm gonna be all right. I've got a large pot of coffee here.
Okay.
Slamming all your drinks, you don't have to think about me. You've got all your friends used up all their meds, honey. I'll still be okay when you walk my way publicly. But when I get home.
That's sweet.
Yeah, nice breezy little start to our first show of the new year.
And did you say breezy?
Breezy. I did say breezy, Bob. And I'm not talking about the...
Oh, my God.
What is it called? The cyclone bomb or bomb... Hurricane bomb? What is the thing? Big snowstorm that's hitting the east?
Oh, a bomb cyclone.
Oh, bomb cyclone. Yeah. Bomb cyclone. Yeah, well, no, D.C.'s not going to get any of the snow. We're just going to get the wind and the... In the cold, but people can hold up in their houses
and listen to nice breezy music by Anna Birch.
Anna Birch, she's a singer. She's based out of Detroit. She got her start in the band Frontier Ruckus. She took some time off from music to go to grad school, but she's back now and writing and working as a solo artist. She's got her first solo record coming out soon called "Quit the Curse," and that song "Too Cool to Care." Anna Birch says that, and I'm quoting her here, she says that it's probably the song I'm proudest of on the record because I think I developed the most during the writing process because she was really new to songwriting. She says, I felt like I was solving a puzzle, putting it together, and the result had to be that cathartic feeling you get from all good pop music. I think that's why I felt compelled to reference Crimson and Clover,
over.
Yeah, which she says is one of the best pop songs in existence. And then Anna Birch goes on to say that pop music can lift you out of feelings of helplessness and frustration, even if temporarily, and that really sunk in for me working through the song. The scenario I was writing about wasn't going to have a good cathartic resolution, but at least the song it turned into could. So that is Anna Birch from her record, Quit the Curse.
We're talking catharsis. I have the catharsis song of 2018.
Wait, is this Lucy Dacus?
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about with this.
There's a song called by Lucy Dacus called Night Shift, and it's coming out on a new album called Historian. Album comes out in March. But this song she's been doing, I've seen it a couple times live. You just see her looking like she's just going to burst. It's a song.
You mean like bursts with joy or sadness?
No,
or like
that cathartic place that people write songs just to get there, to get it out of their system, to say it. This is a song with two songs, one song inside of another song, and the cathartic moment comes about 3 minutes plus in. Let's play Night Shift. I suggest that you start this song louder than anything else you're going to play today.
The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time, but I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell. I You've got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift, and I'll never see you again if I can help it. In 5 years, I hope the songs feel like covers dedicated to new lovers. You got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift, and I'll never see you again if I can help it.
That whole bit about taking a different shift so you never have to see the person you're with ever again. Man, that's my relationship with my ex right there. Wow. We never saw each other.
I love the Lucinda Williams song that made me think of where she says, I'm going to change the name of the town. I'm going to change.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Change the tracks that you.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Same idea. Lucy Dacus said, she wrote to me and said that this is the only breakup song she's ever written. She said, for a long time, I didn't believe expressing this sort of negativity was productive, but it's less productive, she says, to resist the truth of a situation. It's a hopeful song. She says, it's a song that comes off of a new album, comes out March 2nd, called Historian by Lucy Dacus.
Yeah.
Comes out on Matador. Very thrilled.
I'm going to say that you're probably right, even though it's obviously the first show of the first month of the new year, but in predicting that this will be one of the greats of the year.
I think, for sure.
Lots of great lines in that one, and I've got a song that has a lot of great lines in it, too, from the band Bethlehem Steel. This is a group I discovered at South by Southwest randomly a couple of years ago. It's just this fantastic guitar rock trio based out of Brooklyn. And this is our first new show since November. Well, during that period where we weren't doing new music, they released a new record called Party Naked Forever. and it's a much deeper, more thoughtful record than that title might imply. And the opening cut is called Alt Shells. It's the one I want to play from it. And it's a little vignette of a woman who struggles to get out of bed. And as she's lying there, questions what the point of anything is. Well, I have answers to that after we after we hear the song.
After we party naked
forever. After we party naked forever. Bethlehem Steel, the song is called Alt Shells. I wish I could fall apart. See how long it takes to get back whole again. Maybe you could break my I wish I could leave my bed if my body could hold me. I could barely lift my head, holding on to something. I'm always counting shapes and figures. People around me, I could take all their feelings. Why do we create a So that's that singer there is Becca Raskolnik, and one of the many great lines she has in this song, she says, "Why do we create our own importance when actually we don't mean anything at all?" And that sounds like a really bleak way of looking at the world, but I'm actually down with what I think she is ultimately saying in the song, which is there is no meaning in life, and that's actually okay. There's a difference between purpose in life or mattering and meaning, and that the search for meaning is the silly thing that we've completely invented. You know, like I always think, like my dog and my kids don't spend any time thinking about this and they love life, right? You know, it's like because they haven't reached that point yet where they're so self-aware that they've created this idea that, well, there has to be this thing called meaning. But I think that's a little bit of what she's getting at this song, that there is none and that's okay, that life is still pretty awesome. I just love this whole record, Party Naked Forever. There's just such a disconnect. I'm like, I'm talking about the meaning of life. Yeah, Party Naked Forever, although that's
have you put Bethlehem Steel on the show before?
I did back when they were a Discovery a couple years ago at South by Southwest. Yeah, a Bethlehem Steel.
The meaning of life.
If there were such a thing.
I spent last night, I wrote you, in fact, at the end of listening last night to the new Typhoon record, and it was the first record in a long time, maybe since Carrie and Lowell, that made me cry.
You're not really a crier.
No. Kyle Morton is the songwriter here. The band is Typhoon. We've met Kyle before. He's a fellow who's grown up with Lyme disease. It sort of robbed him of his childhood because of the health issues it created. It's been 4 years since a record has come out, and now there's 70 minutes of brilliance on a new album called Offerings. Kyle told me that that this is an album that explores the theme of what it means to be a person stripped of all memory, and in this case, the character in the album goes through different stages of realizing that he's losing his memory and goes on and carries it through. So the record's divided into four parts: Floodplains, Flood, Reckoning, and After Party.
And After Party.
Yes, the big after party in the sky.
Yeah.
So one idea is, what does it mean to be stripped of all your memory? And the other idea that it explores is, what happens to a world that loses all sense of history? So he's talking about America, and he's talking about the current day, talking about our information age where we know everything, but what does it mean? And what does it mean to lose that? We have a first listen, so you can spend the entire 70 minutes and listen to this. I want to play this song. It's long. Like the Lucy Dacus, it goes through two big stages and a cathartic stage. Again, somewhere in the a little bit past the middle of the tune, the song is called Empiricist.
Yeah. Mother pulled from father's ribs, little baby in a crib, hands reaching up. Before the blinding light split through the prism of your organs and the colors, oh, that being and nothingness on the same old beat strips, they've been waking up.
God, I love this incredible sonic landscape of this record on top of the storytelling. It sounds like a cassette recording of that piano just conjures up the past.
Yeah.
There's a line at the end of this song by Typhoon. The line goes, "One day your children will find you locked in the bathroom, staring in horror at the reflection of your face. You say you're sorry to guests at your party, but you can't help wonder, who is this person you celebrate? And so the light fades. It's still your birthday. Blow out your past lives like they're candles on the cake."
Sheesh.
Happy New Year!
We'll see you, everybody. Boy, that's great. I always kind of thought, you know, like if you lose your, if you're sort of losing your memory and you're kind of going senile or whatever in your old age, maybe it doesn't really matter if you don't realize it's happening. And, you know, having a short memory can kind of be a happy thing, right? And but it just sounds like it's just absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, especially the coming in and out of it where you're very cognizant of your situation.
Yeah.
Just sounds like the nightmare that's painted in this record, Offerings by Typhoon. A brilliant record, though it doesn't have those blasting, cheerful horns that Typhoon are known for. They're much darker. Still fantastic songs, as you heard in this 8-minute song called Empiricist.
And when is that coming out?
Well, the first listen's up now, so you can listen to it now, and then it comes out next Friday.
Very nice. I guess I'm going to take us out on a new band from Austin, Texas, called Loma. This is a collaboration between Jonathan Myberg of the band Shearwater and a duo known as Cross Record. It's Emily Cross and Dan Zizinski. These two bands toured together back in 2016. They love each other's music, and they decided to work together on a new record. Their songs, Cross Record and Shearwater, their songs share the same sort of sonic space. There's a lot of mystery and strange sounds and curiosities in their songs. Emily Cross and Dan Zizinski, they were married as the duo Cross Record, and they split up in the middle of working on this record. So you could say that there were a lot of complicated feelings in the air as they continued to work on this record with Jonathan Myberg. The whole thing became a real journey for them to find the music and themselves. Jonathan Myberg writes about this song that I'm going to play. It's called Relay Runner. He said that they were always looking for inspiration in interesting places. And for this one, it started while we were watching the Werner Herzog film Bells from the Deep. I started playing along on the piano with a scene in the film in which two boys in Siberia sing a song while sitting in front of a frozen river. One of the boys is playing a little banjo-like instrument covered in snakeskin, and something tingled in our ears. And they ended up working on this song for months. At one point, it was like 15 minutes long, and then they cut it back, and they, you know, and it became kind of a mystery that they were trying to solve just in this song. And Jonathan Myberg says that in the end, it was really magical. It also seemed appropriate for a song that turned out to be about finding your way out of a sealed room or a block or barrier of any kind. Also, you will hear some frog sounds at the beginning of this song. That he recorded those out at a stream that was near the house where they worked on this record the whole time. He often works the natural world into his music. But this was a new process for him. He said he'd never written songs for anybody else, anyone other than himself, before. But the results are really interesting. This is the second song that we've heard so far from Loma, the self-titled record from Loma, and it is called Relay Runner. The record itself is out February 16th.
Well, welcome back. I think we're going to do a couple of shows without you. We won't be needing you for a little bit. So.
Oh, right. Well, we've got a couple specials coming up for the next couple of weeks.
Right,
so maybe if I haven't shrugged this mortal coil between now and then, and I've recovered from this latest cold.
Is there a song I should go out on if you don't make it?
Great Gig in the Sky.
Great Gig in the Sky would be your song.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It's funny now. Here's Loma, Relay Runner.
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's all songs considered. By the way, we're starting our 19th year.
Oh, my gosh, is that right?
Is that frightening?
Wow.
Yeah.
They're just going to have to encase us in carbonite for our 20th anniversary. They've got a basement room down here they wheel all the old hosts into when they're done. Encase them in carbonite. We'll be in good company.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.